President Trump's decision to exit and possibly renegotiate the Paris Accord is getting mixed reviews in Utah. KUER's Judy Faze reports.
Both of Utah's U.S. senators signed a letter last month with 20 Republican colleagues asking Trump to scrap the climate pact. Senator Mike Lee said in a statement that Trump wasn't elected so that, quote, taxpayers could send billions of dollars overseas to establish a global crony capitalist slush fund, unquote. Senator Orrin Hatch's statement said, quote, I look forward to working with the president to rein in the overregulation of the Obama administration and help America's businesses compete globally, unquote. But not all Utahns favor Trump's move.
We really are setting a bad precedent and putting our future at stake not only when we look at the environment, but also the economy.
Vicki Bennett leads Salt Lake City's sustainability programs.
It's not going to change anything we're doing.
Bennett says dozens of cities nationwide are tapping into renewable energy to reduce emissions on their own. Businesses like Kennecott, Utah, are also tackling climate change. Spokesman Kyle Bennett read in a statement from the mining company's corporate parent, Rio Tinto.
We support the Paris Agreement and a long-term goal to limit global average temperature rise to well below 2 degrees Celsius. We believe it will require companies, governments, and society working together to meet the challenge of climate change.
Rio Tinto's already slashed its own emissions worldwide by more than a third. The Federal Energy Information Agency says Utah's energy-related greenhouse gas releases climbed slightly between 20 and 2014, about a third of a percent. Meanwhile, those emissions have declined nationally by more than 7%. Judy Faze, KUER News.